Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Praise God. And we are located at 323 Post Avenue in Westbury, New York, 11590. Our website is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Praise God. And we invite you to peruse the website, amen, that you may be blessed by all that the Holy Spirit has released unto you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. This service is unto you. Amen. Praise God. That you may be blessed. Praise God. Also, we have a church app, amen, that you can download from your mobile to your mobile device or your tablet from the Apple Store or the Google Play Store, beloved. And the name of that app is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Amen. Praise God. And that download is free, no charge to you. Praise God. It costs you nothing, that you may be blessed. Amen. Through the word of God and the provision of the Lord. Amen. Yes. Praise God that has been released. Amen. Unto you for a time such as this. Amen. To help you to be able to manifest. Amen. Hallelujah. In your authentic self. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the purpose and the plan that God has created you for. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus.
Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, do we give you glory this morning? We give you praise and we give you honor, oh God. Hallelujah. We lift up your holy name just for the opportunity, my God, in the mind that we may come together to gather. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, oh God, for the unlimited access that we have to your throne of grace on this morning. God, we lift your name on high in praise, God, and in reverence and in honor, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For it is not just our need that is bowed down before you on this day, God, but it is our spirit man on the inside, praise God, that honors thee. In the name of Jesus, by the blood, God.
Hallelujah, God, we thank you
on this day that we may know your mind. You may reveal it unto us, your ways, oh God. That is higher than ours. We thank you on this day, for your provision through testimony service, through every song, oh God, and through your word that is coming forth to encourage us, to edify us, oh God, to influence us, oh God, to drive us, in the name of Jesus, by the blood, we have great expectations of thee on this day. Glory to your name. Expectations on your anointing, oh God.
Hallelujah, Jesus,
my God. That someone shall be saved and made free, God. We have great expectations of the anointing that destroys the evil yoke.
Lord, hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, oh God, great expectations.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, that someone will be loosed. Oh God, from bondage. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God,
in the name
we have great expectations of you on this day. Oh God, remember your
people, Jesus.
Oh God, that have answered your call this morning. Remember your people. Oh God, that have forsaken not the assembly together with the saints. Remember your people this morning.
Yes, Lord.
God, meet every need.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, refresh and renew their joy, God. Renew
Hallelujah.
Their peace, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Let the
righteousness of Christ be at work in their life. In the name
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
In the name of Jesus, for this is the day that the Lord has made.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
To be glad.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. To rejoice.
Yes, see, I'm going to go, Father. Hallelujah.
Yes, God, we give you glory. God, we give you praise. And God, we give you
hallelujah.
Honor
thank
on this
you.
Day, oh God, in Jesus' name. In the
Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, thank
oh,
you.
Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, thank
oh,
you,
thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. He's worthy of your
we
praise this
you,
morning.
We thank you. Hallelujah.
He's worthy of your exhortation
hallelujah,
this morning.
Jesus.
Oh, God is truly
thank
worthy.
You.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
If I had a thousand
Hallelujah,
I couldn't bless him
yes,
enough.
Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
oh,
Jesus.
Glory to God's name. Hallelujah.
Yes,
oh,
hallelujah,
thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Beloved, I am so glad
hallelujah.
That Jesus lifted me this morning. Amen.
Lord.
And as we move forward in our praise and testimony and worship service, amen, I don't know
hallelujah.
What it is that you are glad about. Hallelujah. But I'm so glad, hallelujah, that Jesus
thank
lifted
you, Jesus.
Me. That he lifted me out of the milk and the mire of the clay, praise God.
Hallelujah.
That he lifted
thank
me
you.
Out of my sin-sick condition, praise God. Where
Lord.
I was dead and seeking in my sin, but he lifted me up. Praise
hallelujah.
God. I am so glad that love lifted me, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus, my
hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank
he lifted
you.
Me and he transformed my mind, hallelujah. Beloved, I'm so glad. I'm so glad.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
That even when I was burdened down, he lifted me up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's the lifter of my head and the lifter of my countenance. I'm so glad. I'm so glad this morning
hallelujah.
That Jesus lifted me up. Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't know if anybody else is glad. Hallelujah
yes.
about what it is that God has done for you this morning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to his name. But we
hallelujah.
Just want to give you an opportunity that you may testify of the joy of the Lord in your life. That
yes,
you may
Lord,
testify
thank you, Jesus.
About why you sing. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Will there be another testimony for the Lord today? Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory to
God. Who's head of my life. I just want to thank God for my pastor, Apostle Asia Roberts. I thank God for Apostle Eartha Wright Morgan. I thank God for Prophetess Maggie. I thank God for Prophetess Deja Williams. I thank God for Jacqueline, for Minister Mother Jacqueline Harris. I thank God for all the saints today that's in this service, in this on this line. I just want to give God the glory and honor. If he woke me up this morning in my right mind, I thank God because one day I looked at my legs and one was bigger than the other. And I said, Lord, what is this? And then I just began to pray. I told Apostle about it. She began to pray, touch and agree with me. And then one day I looked down at it. God had already brought it down to the side that it was supposed to be. And I just give
hallelujah.
God the this morning because God is so good and he is real in my life. The one that know the word of prayer, please pray for me in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank
hallelujah,
you.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank
hallelujah,
you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
victory
Jesus.
Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is
hallelujah.
Mine. I told Satan, get thee behind, cause victory today is mine.
My hallelujah.
Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine.
Hallelujah, yes,
Lord.
Oh,
I told Satan. To get thee behind, victory today
hallelujah.
is mine. As
thank
Mother
you.
Roberts testified, praise God, Hallelujah. I can hear that song singing in my spirit. That victory is mine. The joy of the Lord is mine. Hallelujah. Peace is mine. Praise God. Hallelujah. And sometimes you got to speak into the situation and the circumstance. You got to believe God all the way through. Praise God. I heard the woman of God say she woke up and the leg was restored. Praise God. I give God glory
for the miracle
this morning. I give God glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It wasn't
Jesus.
The doctors, it wasn't medication, it wasn't an operation, but it was the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 anyone else have a testimony this morning about what it is that God has done for you? Praise God.
Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Go ahead, Brother Golden. Praise God.
I want to say good morning. Thank you. I want to say good morning to everyone that's on the line.
Good morning.
Here with Cornerstone Deliverance Church this Sunday morning. My testimony is I just want to thank God for allowing me to wake up this morning to get to this service.
Thank
I just
you.
Literally woke up 2-3 minutes ago, and this is my first move, so I just thank God he pushed me to be here.
Yes, Lord.
You know, pushed me to serve him, not just for Bible study with this group, but also here on the service as well. You
yes,
know,
Lord.
Thank God that, you know, he has me in a warm bed or
yes, Lord.
Warm home. I have support of my family, even though it has its bad days and good days.
Yes.
I just thank God that, you know, through it all, that his mercy and grace is in my life to
yes.
keep me on my feet and to keep me going. You know, I just thank God that he's given me good health. You know,
yes.
I thank God, you know, and if I have to deal with it one day, I will. But when I go to the doctor, I don't have to worry about anything. If something does come up, then, you know, I'll just put in the master's hand. And
yes.
I thank God that he gives me and puts instills in me good habits in my life to not deal with my health. I know some things we can't control, but I don't do self-inflicted things that just does more harm than good.
Yes.
And, you know, I just thank God that he still has my mother in my life. She's 78 years old, and I'm here to help as much as I can, when I can at home. I just thank the joy of a mother just in this time of my life that it could be worse.
Yes.
And live my living situation, and I thank God he's given me a chance to amplify and grow, not just on a job, but also knowing the Lord. You know,
yeah,
I thank God that you know, as my brother travels the highways and byways, that he's still maintaining his sanctity and health and job, and I thank God that he is allowing his 3 kids, which are my niece and nephews, to, you know, be alive. You know, they have these young people today. You know, I lost a son that they didn't even make it to 21. They don't know sometimes what they're doing. You know, I just thank God that they're alive. And, you know, not that they did anything bad, just thank God that, you know, they're growing and living life and, you know, trying to find their way. And then our statistic out here, you know, with their own self-infliction. So,
thank you, Jesus.
You know, I just thank God that I also have a loving extended family on my mother's side that, you know, we still talk and visit each other in love and grace and joy. You know, a lot of families don't even talk to each other for the darndest things. Sometimes in their family you hear things, but I just thank God they still assemble.
Yes.
Amen.
I just thank God that he, despite how some angry feelings are over what somebody did or didn't get that died, and
Hallelujah.
Who was in charge, and who didn't get monies correctly or land correctly. That they still find time to talk and love each other. I just don't like hearing, but there's just some things we just can't control. But I just thank God that he's going to fix it, and he's just in love and grace and each assembling and trying to get along that's happening. But that's my testimony, and I don't want to take up much more of anybody's time, but just off the top of my head, I just thank God that, you know, for the good things he's done for me in life. I just thank God that he allowed me to have monies in my pocket when I worried about my
Amen.
Next song. I thank
Hallelujah.
God for that. I thank God he gave me strength to even to donate to this service when I have it, to this ministry.
Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus.
You know, and
Hallelujah.
When I do get blessed, the first thing he tells me is, you know, make sure you give to the church that you want me to save your life and get you on the right path that you know where you started. So I just thank God. That's my testimony. This morning, I just thank God for that.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah. We thank God
Hallelujah.
For that testimony, amen, by our very own Brother Golden. Amen.
Yes.
I said I wasn't going to testify, but I couldn't keep it to myself. No, I couldn't keep it to myself. No, I couldn't keep it to myself. I said I wasn't going to testify, but I
oh yes,
keep
Hallelujah.
It to myself. What the Lord has done for me, you would have been there.
Hallelujah.
When he saved my soul, you would have been there. You would have been there when he put my name on the road. So I started walking. I started singing. I started shouting. What the Lord has done for me.
Hallelujah.
And I love that song, beloved, because hallelujah.
Yes.
God is just so good. Praise God.
Oh,
he is so good that as the testimonies was coming forth, amen, we just can't keep it to ourselves. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We have to tell of the goodness of Jesus. Amen. We got to manifest, amen, as the sons of God, of those that are blood washed and blood brought, those of us that are the redeemed of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. So I don't know about you, praise God. I can't sit down on my testimony. Amen.
Amen.
He's been better than good. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen. And how many of us do agree, amen, that he is finishing the good work that he started? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
God is doing
amen.
A mighty, mighty good work in our lives. Amen. Praise
yes.
God. Hallelujah. It's not about what we're doing, but it's about what the Master is doing. Him that
Amen.
Does not sleep and him that does not slumber.
Hallelujah.
And then him, hallelujah, Jesus, my
oh, yes.
God,
oh.
His thought towards you is all good. Hallelujah. Oh,
thank you,
Jesus. Glory to your name, God. And so,
hallelujah,
beloved,
Jesus.
Will there be another testimony? Amen. Hallelujah. About what it is that
thank
the
Jesus.
Blood has accomplished in your life. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, if there will not be another testimony, amen, the opportunity has been given. Amen. Praise God. We're going to press on in the service. Amen. And I'm going to ask that you turn with me, amen, on today to the book of Esther. Praise God. There is a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We're going to go to the book of Esther. Amen. And we're going to go to chapter 4. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Esther chapter 4, praise God. Hallelujah. When you get it, say amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, all I know is that, hallelujah, Jesus, I must preach this gospel. Amen.
Yes.
This gospel must be preached, praise God. Amen. I must speak of the goodness of Jesus. I got to preach it. Amen. I have to share the goodness of the Lord in the land. I must manifest as the Son of God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Amen. I was just saying on yesterday that this gospel must be preached. Amen. I know God's purpose and plan for my life. I got to preach it. Amen. If nobody else don't preach it, I got to preach it. Amen. I have to pray for the sick. I got, hallelujah. I woke up this morning being a blessing. Amen. Because God has blessed me that I may bless someone else. Even with the revelation that he give. He don't give you revelation just for you to keep it to yourself. He give you that revelation and he strengthens you that you may strengthen someone else along the way. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And so wherever it is that we may find ourselves in life, praise God. Amen. God will bless you that you in turn can, that he can pour you out as a blessing. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Let us look at Esther chapter 4. Amen. Praise God. Let us give God our undivided attention. And it says, when Mordecai perceived all that was done, Mordecai rent his clothes and put on sackcloth with ashes and went out into the midst of the city and cried with a loud and a bitter cry and came even before the king's gate, for none might enter into the king's gate clothed with sackcloth. And in every province whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, there was great mourning among the Jews and fasting and weeping and wailing, and many lay in sackcloth and ashes. So Esther's maids and her chamberlains came and told it her. Then was the queen exceedingly grieved, and she sent raiment to clothe Mordecai and to take away his sackcloth from him, but he received it not. Then called Esther for Hattach, one of the king's chamberlains, whom he had appointed to attend upon her, and gave him a commandment to Mordecai to know what it was and why it was. So Hattach went forth to Mordecai unto the street of the city which was before the king's gate. And Mordecai told him of all that had happened unto him and of the sum of the money that Haman had promised to pay the king's treasurers for the Jews to destroy them. Also, he gave him the copy of the writings of the decree that was given at Shushan to destroy them, to show it unto Esther and to declare it unto her and to charge her that she should go in unto the king to make supplication, amen, unto him and to make requests before him for her people. And Hattach came and told Esther the words of Mordecai. Again Esther spake unto Hattach and gave him commandment unto Mordecai and the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces. Do know that whatsoever, whether man or woman, shall come unto the king into the inner court who is not called, there is one law of his to put him to death, except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter, that he may live. But I have not been called to come in unto the king these 30 days. And they told to Mordecai Esther's words. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place, but thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed, and who knoweth whether thou art to come to the kingdom for such a time as this. Then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer: go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also, my maidens, will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther had commanded him. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, amen. The word of God is blessed, but I want to speak to you today from two thoughts. Amen. I want to speak to you today concerning the fulfillment of your life's purpose. Amen. And the second thought that I would like to speak to you today from, amen, is coming from, amen, verse 14, amen, where Mordecai says, for if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place, but thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed, and who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this. So that is the thought: who knoweth whether thou hast come to the kingdom for such a time as this. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. And so, beloved, I love this text, amen, because, amen, this Queen Esther, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, my God, she was, amen, born at a time, amen, praise God, when the Jews was in exile, amen, praise God, they was taken into captivity, amen, by King Nebuchadnezzar, amen, but now they find themselves, amen, hallelujah, a part of, amen, the Persian, amen, community, praise God, amen, hallelujah, still yet in exile, amen, and this Queen Esther, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, she had no mother nor no father, amen, yes, hallelujah, while in exile in a strange land, she finds herself an orphan, mother and father dead, but she was taken up to be raised, amen, praise God, by her cousin Mordecai, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus, that raised this Queen Esther, amen, from a little girl, amen, into a grown woman, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus, and we find that her name, amen, hallelujah, was not Queen Esther, but her Jewish name is Hadassah. Praise God, because there came a time when the king, amen, was looking for a wife. Praise God, hallelujah. And Mordecai, her cousin, instructed her, amen, praise God, do not use your Jewish name, praise God, Hadassah, but give up that name, praise God, and use a Babylonian name, use the name Esther, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
and so she was taken into the king's house and trained, amen, in the way that she, of the concubines or the queens, that she, amen, may be one presented unto the king, amen, praise God, and everywhere she went, and everyone that she encountered, amen, the chapters before tell us that God, amen, showed her favor, amen, everyone showed her favor, God calls for Haggai to favor her, everyone that tended to her favored her, praise God, and even the king favored her and chose her as his wife, praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. And I believe that even though Queen Esther or Hadassah, her Jewish name, amen, was born in exile, I believe that even though she was born, amen, hallelujah, and did not have the love of a mother or father, the Lord still provided for her and gave her the nurturing of her cousin Mordecai and had him to care for her, amen, and to love her and to teach her and to train her, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus, even though, amen, she had these things going on in her life, amen, praise God, and it seemed like she should not have made it, or it seemed like that she just should have been an orphan and cast aside, amen, we find that God made provision, amen, for this young orphan girl, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus, amen.
Yes,
and so,
Lord.
Beloved, I want you to know, amen, that God created you for a purpose. Amen. When he created you, he had his purpose and plan in mind. Amen. The Bible says, amen, that before he put you in your mother's womb, that he knitted some things in you, praise God, to birth these things out of you in a time such as this. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. That you was not, my God, hallelujah, a mistake.
Hallelujah,
praise God. Hallelujah. You was not a result of an act just of your father and mother. Praise God. But God
hallelujah.
Had plans for you. Amen. And he continued to have plans for you.
Yes,
praise God,
Lord.
I want you to know that God does things according to the purpose of his own divine will. Praise God. Yes, God has a will. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ephesians 1 and 11 says, furthermore, because we are united with Christ, amen, we have received an inheritance from God, for he chose us in advance, and he makes everything work out according to his plan. Praise God.
Yes,
hallelujah, Jesus. I heard
hallelujah,
the Bible say that many are the plans in a man's heart, but the purpose of the Lord shall prevail. May God's purpose for you prevail. Amen.
Thank
in
you, Jesus.
Your life. Praise God. Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus,
Lord,
praise God. I want to share these other scriptures with you, amen, that you will get an understanding, amen, about how God does things according to, praise God, hallelujah, his purpose and his plan, praise God, for your life, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name, hallelujah. Well, Daniel 4:35 says that all the inhabitants of the earth are accounted as nothing, but he does according to his will in the host of heaven and among the inhabitants of earth, and no one can ward off his hand or say to him, what have you done? Beloved, I want you to know that whatever is going on in your life, that God is making it work for your good. Praise God. He is
amen.
Working. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. He has a plan for you when he created you. Amen. He knitted things in you. There's a purpose that he birthed you out for. A purpose
hallelujah,
that he
Jesus.
Wanted you to fulfill. Praise God. Hallelujah,
oh.
Jesus. Sometimes we have to discover the purpose and the plans of God for
hallelujah.
Our life. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Oh.
You cannot fulfill the purpose and the plan until you first come to know what that purpose and plan is. We find
hallelujah.
That in this text, praise God, that Hadassah, Queen Esther, her Babylonian name, she was safe in the king's house, praise God. She was safe behind the king's gate, praise God.
Hallelujah.
She was safe in the king's castle, praise God. And she
Heal
knew
the
not of the decree that has been released by her own husband.
Yes.
Hallelujah, my God. At the plot of amen, to destroy and extinguish all the Jews in the region from the face of the earth. Praise God. She had not the knowledge of what was going on out there with and against her people. Hallelujah. While everyone was in mourning and sackcloth and ashes, amen, and fasting and praying before God. Queen Esther was in the castle with peace, praise God. But it was brought to her attention. How do
Hallelujah.
You know that you was not raised up and put in the place of queen for a time such as this? And I pose that question to you. Sometimes you wonder, Lord, why am I still here? God, why do I have to experience the things that I am experiencing now? Praise God. What is your purpose and your plan for me? Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. But beloved, God does have a purpose and a plan for your life, praise God. Not
Thank
just
you,
when
Jesus.
You was born through your mother, but those of us that are now born of the Spirit, those of us that have been born again, those
yes,
of
Lord.
Us that
Thank
have
you.
This new life, praise God. The purpose and plan for your life is more clearer. Hallelujah,
Dear
Jesus.
Little,
you are
hallelujah.
Not just going about aimlessly sucking in breath. For no reason at all, for God truly has need of you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory, God. It reminds me of this text in Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose. Beloved, though we may not be able to see how God is at work, we trust his plan. Beloved, I come to tell you today, you may not see it, but know that your God has a plan. You may
yeah.
not physically know it, my God, hallelujah, but one thing you do know is that he has created you with a purpose, and he has a plan
yeah.
for your life. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
His goodness and his faithfulness, amen, is
amen.
At work. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yet there are times when we simply cannot fathom God's work in our lives. Amen.
Yes,
and
yes,
even
Lord.
In the world that we live in. Praise God. Amen. In this season, amen, we have senseless death through to COVID. Amen. And now
amen.
We're living in a time, amen, where on the soil of the United States, amen, praise God, there is a terror and terrorist act that is aimed
yes.
against our children. Praise God. Where our children are being shot up in places, amen, where they should be safe. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. But there
Lord.
Is a spirit of annihilation. It may very well be a spirit of Haman. Praise God. That want to cut our
yeah.
seed down, cut them off. Praise God. And we have to ask God, what is the reason for this? Amen. Praise God. The things that
yes,
are going on in our world today, God, it just do not make any sense to us. It can feel as if God is distant or that he is even cruel. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes,
we look
Lord.
Around and we see all things in disarray. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes,
beloved,
Lord.
I want you to know that our God, hallelujah, that he is faithful, praise God, and that our faith in that God is working all things out, amen, according to his will, amen, and that we, that our faith is being tested, praise God, in a time such as this, praise God. Now, I want you to know that you are making a choice. You're making a choice to stand fast. steadfast in the faith and believe, amen, that God has a purpose and a plan even for this, praise God. I heard Proverbs 16:4 say that the Lord has made everything for his purpose, amen, even the wicked for the day of trouble, amen, praise God.
Hallelujah.
There is nothing that is going on that God is not in control of, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
when this happens, we need God, amen, we need God to hold fast to the truth of scriptures, amen. We have to hold fast, amen. We have to believe what it is that God has revealed already in his word. I tell you yesterday, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. My God, I felt the need for worship, praise God. If I did not hear the word, amen, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I just was not going to make it. I needed to hear a word from God. And so I put on the worship music, and I began to let the scripture play in my ear.
Hallelujah.
But then I got a call from my sister, praise God. And I shifted and took the call, praise God. But I had to cut the call short, praise God. Because I knew, praise God, that I needed to be replenished. I needed to hear the word of God. I needed to hear that which is spirit and life.
Jesus,
there's so many
things
that are going on. And people will pull on you from every corner.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
But beloved, you have to know for yourself, and you got to be able to get in the word of God, that the word of God will influence and impact you, even in a time such as this. You don't know if God has created you and put purpose in you for a time such as this. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Our prayer is, God, remove me from this place, God. Take me from this job, God. Move me to a better place, God. But maybe God want to use you right where you are. Maybe God
want
to manifest right where you are. Maybe you were born for a time such as this to fulfill God's purpose and his plan for your life.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Sometimes we want to be moved. Sometimes we want something better. Sometimes we want an easier way. Sometimes we don't want to stand through the test of time. We don't want to fast and pray and seek the face of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. But I'm here to tell you all today to stand fast in the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. He has birthed you out for a time such as this. He has set eternity in you for a time such as this.
Hallelujah. In the praying
and the fasting, in knowing the mind of God, in a season like this, I had to ask God myself, God, what is the purpose and what is going on? Well, God got to get their attention somehow. Hallelujah, Jesus. Man can't keep going on. Hallelujah, in this sin. Just disobeying and discarding God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
God got to get our attention somehow.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
He will bring us to a posture of prayer. A posture of fasting,
Lord, a posture and
a hope of believing. Why? Because now we can turn nowhere. Even the police are afraid to go in and deal with the gunmen. Children being cut down. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I heard, to your name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. After Mordecai told her that maybe God raised you up and set you in a place of authority for such a king, and the king has not called for you. Praise
it's
God, yes. The queen was married to the king, but the Bible said that she had not seen her husband in 30 long days. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes,
we got
Lord.
A husband, man, that is Christ Jesus, and he's always present. He's always
present.
Hallelujah, Jesus. But Queen
Lord,
Esther, she hadn't seen her husband in 30 days, and she said, if I go before the king without him calling for me, they will take off my head. Hallelujah, Jesus. But Mordecai encouraged her. Hallelujah, Jesus. He said, God, don't need you, Esther. Hallelujah. He can raise up another deliverer.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And your father's house will perish. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
That there is a possibility that God raised you up in this queenship for a time such as this. That God have you where you are for a time such as this. A child for you to encourage. A mother for you to care for. Hallelujah, Jesus. Someone is on the brink. My God.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Taking their own life. But in you, I said in you. In you are the words of eternal life. In you,
hallelujah,
Jesus, is a word to be able to lift their head.
In you is a great testimony
and a great escape for someone somewhere.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
God created you for a purpose, and he have a plan for your life.
Hallelujah.
So I encourage you this day that you rise up like Esther. Hallelujah, Jesus. And fulfill God's life plan for you. Fulfill your life purpose.
Get into the assignment, beloved.
Tell of the goodness of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God's name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Sometimes we want to be used the way we want to be used. But God, he has a purpose and he has a plan. Hallelujah, Jesus. Queen Esther, she accepted the assignment. Praise God. Hallelujah. And she said, If I perish, hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory to God's name. Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. There was many that have come before us that had that same notion. For Christ I live, and for Christ I die. The great Martin Luther King took up a civil rights war that took his life. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory to
God's name. What if he would have said, hallelujah, Jesus, I want to live and raise my family and live a long life. Hallelujah, Jesus. It takes sacrifice to fulfill your life purpose, beloved. It takes sacrifice. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to his name.
Hallelujah.
God has a purpose and a plan for your life. There is a reason why you are still here. There is a reason why his breath is still in your lungs. There is a reason why the life that is in the blood is still still running through your veins. There is a reason.
Oh,
praise
yes,
God,
Lord. Thank
hallelujah.
You.
May you focus on God's purpose, not mother's purpose, not father's purpose,
thank
not
you,
sister purpose, not the community plan, but God's plan for
amen.
Your life. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's
yes,
name.
Yes, hallelujah.
God has created you with a purpose. God did not just create you and said, well, I'm going to let them fix this problem. God already knew the situation when he created you. He does
thank
everything
you.
By the counsel of his own divine will. He
amen.
Thought about a thing, and he said, I'm going to put this thing right here, Mother Robert. I'm going to give her these
thank
five children because I know and I know she's going to train them up. She's going to have them in Sunday school. She's going to have them in Sunday service. That they can be an instrument of righteousness in my hand. Brother,
hallelujah.
Moses, you don't know what child
God hallelujah, Jesus.
To speak into their life, to encourage them of the things of God.
Yes,
give
Lord.
Them a skill set that they're not getting at home. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory to God's Jesus. Name. No matter how big or no matter how small. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, discover God's purpose and plan for your life and manifest. If not
thank
you,
it.
Then who? If not who, then you. Amen.
Yes,
praise God.
Lord.
If not you, then who? Maybe
thank
God has created you for a time such as this. Even if it's just fasting and praying. Amen. Holding up the arms of your shepherd. Amen.
Amen.
Even if it is your work in the community school. I remember when, hallelujah, Jesus,
thank
I sat 12 young ladies around my dining room table. Praise God. And I gave them everything that God gave me in the word. Praise God. What I did
thank
not know,
you.
I researched and I fasted and I prayed and I sought God for the answer. God began to work. Manifest his spirit through them and work gifts through them and to bring forth his call for their life. In
thank
my
you.
Living room, did their life change forever? Did we have Friday night prayer all night long? Every
hallelujah.
Friday? Amen.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
God for years. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh,
amen.
You.
God has created you for a time such as this. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
My God. Hallelujah, beloved. Do not leave here living life haphazardly. When
thank
you have been created for a purpose. Amen.
Mm.
Let God have his way. Let him get
hallelujah.
The glory. Amen. Out of your life, praise God. Assignments do change. Your kids may be grown and have moved on. Praise God. Hallelujah. But if God still have you here, it is for a purpose. Praise God.
Amen.
It is for his plan. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't just sit around doing nothing. Praise God. But let us bring glory to God's name, even if it's just to give your testimony somewhere, somehow, to someone,
Jesus.
That they may be blessed, that they may be uplifted. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes,
remember the woman that they called Moses. Praise God. That escaped slavery. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Did God use her as a great deliverer? Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, my God. Can you imagine? Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. She went back where God set her free from, that she may free others. Praise God. There was a slave like her. Praise God. I believe they called her Harriet Tubman. Praise
yeah.
God, the great deliverer. And she said that she could have delivered many more. Praise God. If they would have only knew that they were a slave, if they would have only knew that they was living beneath God's purpose and plan, plan for their life. If they would have only had on their
bossia. Yes.
We
hallelujah.
In the preaching of this gospel, there are some people that don't even know that they are sinners. Praise God, unless you go forth and make the proclamation, my God, hallelujah, that Jesus has died for your sins, that he has wiped your sin debt clean, praise God, that he shed his blood just for you, him that resurrected on the third day.
Yes,
if someone would just get bold and not tell your story, but tell his story and be a witness. Hallelujah. And be a witness. And be a witness. The Holy Ghost in you empowers you to be a witness.
Yes,
will you manifest in a time such as this? Will you be the answer? Let your light shine to the world's problem today. Let Jesus Christ in you, let him shine bright. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. No matter how small or how big, hallelujah, God has given you the unction to function.
Yes, Lord.
Stay in your lane and work what it is that God has given you to work. Sometimes I can't be worried about what other people are doing, and they may even be doing something bigger and better than me. Praise God, but all I know is that I'm going to work the work that God has given me. I'm going to preach to those that the Holy Spirit draw. Amen. I'm going to labor like never before, praise God.
Glory
I have to tell of the goodness of Jesus. I can't fulfill your life purpose. I have to fulfill my life purpose.
Yes,
God's plan for my life. Amen. Praise God. This legacy must be left, praise God. Amen. Someone is going to tell their grandchildren, amen, about this praying demon casting out, healing of the sick by the power of God. My God, hallelujah, Jesus. Someone is going to know that Jesus Christ said he saved.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
oh, korobo sandere. Refocus yourself. Shift your focus. Shift your focus, Kaba Sandere. Yes, we have a lot going on today, but God has to get the world attention somehow. God is going to make them cry out in sackcloth and ashes somehow. God is going to cause for them to fast and pray somehow. God is going to let them know that the police is not your answer. Praise God, the guns are not your answer. There is a terror on U.S. soil, and it is not the Soviet Union, it is not Japan, and it is not the Asians. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. There is a spirit, amen, that is invading the minds and the bodies of young people, causing for them, my God, to go forth and commit this atrocity.
Yes, Lord.
But the church, we got powers over principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness. They don't know nothing about this. This is a spiritual warfare. This thing is not physical.
Praise hallelujah,
God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. They can change all the gun laws that they want. This thing ain't physical. This thing is spiritual. Praise
yes,
God.
Lord.
That ain't nothing but the spirit of Haman trying to annihilate a people. Praise God. That ain't nothing but the spirit of Herod that want to cut down the next deliverer. Amen. The way they try to cut down Jesus, baby killers. The way they tried to cut down Moses, baby killers. But there's got to be someone with the anointing of Jochebed that says it goes out and do something strange in a time, praise God. Put a son in a basket and send him down a river. Praise God that he may live. Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus. Anybody serious like that, hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Fulfilling your life's purpose. Fulfilling your life's purpose. Father, I have spoken to your people, and I have given them the words that you have given unto me, that in a time such like this, that you are not absent, that you are not cruel. That you are working according to your goodwill and your pleasure. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, grace your people to manifest. Bring them to the knowing of your purpose and your plan for their life. In the name of Jesus. My God, give your people the unction to function, my God, in the right manner. In the name of Jesus, let us keep the right focus. My God, let us work and may you work through us and may we never stop working. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let us take on the mindset of Esther. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, hallelujah. She manifested in exile and we over here free. Born again, free, made free by the Spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, oh God. Give us the mindset to say, I'm going to preach this gospel. I'm going to show forth the love of God. I'm going to influence and impact my generations. Praise God. Somebody's going to know about the goodness of Jesus. Hallelujah. And if I perish, hallelujah, Jesus. This word that I give unto you today, this word is spirit and life. This word is working in your heart. This word is influencing you. This word is impacting you. This word is shifting you. This word is giving you the unction to function. This word will make you go forth and discover God's purpose for your birth, and not just your birth through the mother, but the very reason why he saw fit to cause for you to be born again. Hallelujah, Jesus. Not birth once, but birth twice. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. My God, Father, we thank you for the anointing on your people's life. We thank you for making this word life in their heart. We thank you. Amen. Y'all go ahead and give God glory for what it is that he has done in your heart. What he did in my heart is not what he done in your heart. Bless him for what he done for you. Not just for you, but for you and your generation. For you and not just for yourself. You're receiving this word for your generation. You're receiving this word for everyone that you would encounter. You're receiving this unction, this anointing. You're receiving this life-giving stuff. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is going to show you, my God, the importance and the worst of them. You're going to be able to find something good in the worst of them. Just thank him. Just thank him. Just give him glory. Just give him glory. Let him work it in your heart. Even as you show forth your greatness, he is making your whole. Even as you're showing forth your greatness,
glory to your name.
You could bless him better.
Glory to your name, God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus,
glory to God. Hallelujah. This thing ain't about Apostle Asia. This thing ain't even about Cornerstone Deliverance Church. I've been created for a purpose. I've been created to be a part of something greater than me. I'm going to work this work.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to manifest. I'm going to encourage the mothers. I'm going to use everything that is within me. Everything that I have.
Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. See, the God is fixing it in your heart. He's fixing it in your heart right now. Kaba, even as you receive and you believe, he is fixing, Kaba. He is shifting. He is knitting, Kaba. He is unlocking. This is the dawning of a new day for you, Kaba. This word is bringing forth something new in you. You are not defeated. You are not cast down and forgotten. Oh, glory, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is saying, help yourself. Help yourself to the glory. Help yourself to the word. Help yourself to the anointing. Hallelujah. Just help yourself. And after you help yourself, go out and help somebody else. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah. Receive the provision of the Lord this day. Receive it, Kabasia. Receive, Ikuriandere Bosia. The power is in the message. The power is not in a man or woman laying hands on you. Kabababa Sandere.
Yes, sir.
Kuriandere Bosanda. Kabasekere Bosia. But the power is in the message. The power is in the word himself. Ikaba. For Jesus Christ, he is the living word. Right now, I'm in a parking lot, walking the parking lot, bringing forth the word of God. For God is glorified. I don't care what reason I go in. I will not abandon my post. Because you are precious to God. Oh, glory. Glory, 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 glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You are grace to finish. And you are grace to finish well. You are grace to finish. And beloved, you know. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Queen Esther knew that to die is to gain. Hallelujah. Only what we do for Christ shall last. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, we're going to move on in this service. We want you to be able to bless God. Amen. And you're giving seed and sow into this word, this mighty word. Hallelujah. Seed and sow into the anointing. Amen. Praise God. Give unto God what belongs to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. I was sitting next to a friend, and my pension hit my account. Praise God. And when I opened up my account, they said, yeah, the pension already hit. Amen. Praise God. And I said out loud, I'm going to give to God what belongs to God. And when I spoke that person looked at me and said, And I said, I know that you don't quite understand it yet, but the words that I speak, I'm planting a seed in your heart. One day you too will tithe. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah,
I don't labor in vain. Praise God. I don't speak out loud, my God, for my understanding and that I may know. I speak out loud that someone else that don't know that they may know. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is why we live a life of holiness and we demonstrate a life of holiness. Amen. Because of the onlookers. Praise God. That they may know that Jesus is Lord. That they may know that this transformation is real, that it is true. Amen. And that who Jesus Christ has made free is free indeed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Free to obey him in love. We want to obey him, beloved. We want to give of our substance unto the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, we open up. Amen. And we extend to you this time where you can seed, where you can tithe, where you can give your offering. Amen. Praise God. Your tithe is a tenth. It belongs to God. Praise God. He says, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. Amen. He says, in your offering, he will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Amen. That you could hardly receive. Amen. Praise God. That you could hardly store up. That means that blessing will not just be for you, but also for your generation. It will be so much. Amen. And so you could give by $CSDC12 through the Cash App, or you could give through the church website, www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Amen. Praise God. Or you could give through Zelle, which is cornerstonedeliverancechurch@gmail.com. That is our Zelle email. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved, I'm now going to release the line, amen, to Prophetess Margaret Kavanaugh. Amen. Praise God that she may do the altar call. Amen. And Mother Roberts will close us out in prayer after the altar call. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We thank the Lord this morning for this word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If there are any amongst us now that do not know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, hallelujah, this is a time that we, hallelujah, can get to know him, hallelujah, by accepting him in our hearts, hallelujah,
yes,
and living
yes.
a lifestyle that is pleasing and acceptable unto him, hallelujah, glory to God. This is the next step that matters, hallelujah, Jesus, just
yes,
by
Jesus.
Accepting him and walking this thing out with him, hallelujah, trusting in him, hallelujah, asking him to forgive you for anything that was unpleasing to him, hallelujah, any sin,
yes,
anything
yes.
that was not like him, confessing that you have not lived like how you were supposed to live. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we're going to pray the prayer that we ask that the Lord will come into our heart this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord God, we thank you this morning for coming into the hearts of those that have accepted you today, Lord God. Even those
yes.
that are contemplating accepting you, Lord God, but don't know how, Lord God, if they will hear this message,
thank you, Jesus.
Message today from this word. Hallelujah. Preach. Lord God, that it will prick their heart to accept you as their Savior in the name of Jesus, that they no longer will hurt themselves, Lord God, that they will no longer live a lifestyle that is unpleasing to you.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That they will walk in your footsteps daily by the power
yes,
of the
God.
Holy Ghost. Lord God, so we thank you this morning for allowing them to accept you. Lord God,
thank
we
you.
Welcome our brothers and sisters into the kingdom this morning, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you right now for the souls, Lord God, that are coming
hallelujah.
In this day, hallelujah, and in the future from this message in the name of Jesus, Lord God. From this day, the message that was preached by the apostle, Lord God, we thank you
thank
right
you.
Now. Lord God, for carrying away all of their sins and giving them the gift of eternal life. It is in Jesus'
hallelujah,
name.
Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Lord, we thank
hallelujah.
You. You have released on today, God, in your word. Lord, we thank you. If we didn't know that you have a purpose in each and every one of our lives, we can't say that we don't, because Apostle just preached that word. Lord, grace us, O God, to hold fast by faith and to overcome day by night, day by day. Watch over us, Lord, and keep us as we
yes,
part
God.
One from another, but never
yes,
from
God.
Your presence. Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Agape love.
Agape love, beloved. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Fulfill your life assignment.
Amen.
Fulfill your life assignment.
Amen.